Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
You know, if you have waited for something for so long and it comes to pass, you will not be frowning the way you are frowning.
Yes!
Did you come? Did you have your car key with you? Car key. Car key. So if I'm waiting for a brand new car, as I'm singing this song, I will bring out a key, imaginary or real.
Jesus,
you are
the Lord our God.
If you are entering your new house this year,
what we waiting,
waiting for?
He has brought.
It has come to pass.
He was the Lord.
I have carried the
heavy.
Lord,
we reign and fall. He has come to pass. Lord, we wait and
fall. Faith is crazy.
Yes, sir.
He was 99. He had no children. But what was his name? Abraham. What does he mean? Father of nations. But he had none.
Oh,
the Lord told him, look around as far as you can see. I don't need to see it physically. I know the Lord has done it.
What we waited for,
waiting for,
it has come to pass.
He
see what the Lord has done. What we've been praying for, it has come to pass.
It has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
And we here, you are going to be proclaiming what you have seen. See what the Lord has done. Listen to me. Everything you need has been done already.
Yes, sir.
It is you that will bring it from the spirit realm into the physical. It is existing there before you were born. Everything you need for life was existing before you were born. You need to bring it with faith to bring it to the physical realm. What we praying for,
it has come to pass.
It has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
If you're to answer him,
what we
begin to decree what you can see. Decree what you can see. Decree what you are seeing. Decree what you are seeing. Decree what you are saying. What we've been waiting for. He has done for us. He was the Lord. And the Bogori Adalamakata. Eriadalamakata. Rebellion, 4:13. What we've been praying for,
He has come.
He has come to us. Stop doing eye tests for me. Put it in the way you can read also. I want you all of us to read together. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let's go. And since the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke, we also believe
what we waited for, He has brought to pass.
Hey!
He was the
what you believe and you see. You don't see, you don't speak what you see. How do I explain it? He has done for us.
Lift
your hands to me. Can you speak? Can you speak? Can you speak? Can you speak?
He does.
Can you speak?
See what the Lord has. What we've been waiting for.
He has done.
It has come to pass.
It has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
What we've been waiting for.
It has come to pass.
Have your seat, bow down your head in His presence. Bow down your heart, just have your seat, bow down your heart. Can we just thank Him? Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him. We bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. We magnify you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank Him in your own way. Thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We bless you.
the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. John 11. Let's quickly look at verse 3 to 4. Please pray. I beg you. Please pray. John 11, verse 3 to 4. Therefore the sister said to him, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, can we roll together? He said what? Can I hear you? This sickness, for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified. Lift your right hand up and pray with me. Say, this year, I will not be sick unto death. No sickness unto death. In this house, no sickness. I will not be sick unto death. I will not be sick. I will not be sick unto death. No sickness unto death. No sickness unto death. This year, 2022. No sickness unto death. I will not be sick unto death. I will not be sick unto death. I will not be sick unto death. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 Kings 21, 20 verse 1. 2 Kings 20 verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. Anyone that is near death in this church, we call you back from the land of the grave. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, I shall not be sick unto death. In the name of Jesus. If I'm closer to the grave, I will call back. I'm called back. I go back to the land of the living. I am not a bacteria. I shall not be sick unto death. I shall not be sick unto death. I shall not be sick unto death. I come back to the land of the living. I come back to the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This year, you are not permitted to die. I didn't hear your amen. Nothing concerning you is permitted to die. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? Lift your right hand and say, every arrow of infirmity fired against me, be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Be neutralized by the blood of Jesus. Every arrow of infirmity against my life, against my destiny, be neutralized. Every arrow of paralysis, be neutralized. Arrow of untimely death, be neutralized. Every arrow of incurable disease, be neutralized. Be neutralized. Aria kata maka, makata karia kata, meria kata kata, makata lava karia, eria kata nama, eria kata la, makazata, makaria kata, erikedelele bokoria. Mazata kata. Epeke. Ariakata. Eriakata lava. Maria katala. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure you are alive? Are you sure you are alive? Pray as if you are alive. Can we pray? Every arrow of terminal sickness be terminated in my life. You are terminated. Every arrow of terminal sickness be terminated. Cancer be terminated. Every arrow of terminal sickness
incurable sickness, be terminated. Be terminated. Be terminated. Ariakate lelebo, mazataka, meriakada, mazata, ekete keria, mariakatadada, mezeketele. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Any evil growth in any area of your body, let them dry up. In the name of Jesus, let them dry off. Let them dry off. Let them dry off. Let them dry off. In the name of Jesus, can you pray with me? Any affliction against any of my body organs, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Every affliction against my body organs, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Every arrow, every attack against my organs, my kidney, my liver, my heart, my pancreas, be the level go the name, akaria kata, epeketeke. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You have not prayed yet. Lift your two hands up. Say, eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood. I didn't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. I can't hear you. Say that, let me hear you. You see, some of you don't believe there is anything called eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood. Because your voice is full of doubt. What is this again? Can I say, eaters of flesh, drinkers of blood? I pause and I say unto you, anything causing affliction of miscarriage in any family, let them be consumed by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus, can we lift our two hands up and say this year, in this year, no miscarriage, no stillbirth, no miscarriage, no stillbirth, no miscarriage, no stillbirth. In this year, no miscarriage. No miscarriage. No stillbirth. No miscarriage. No stillbirth. No miscarriage. And no stillbirth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This year, for you, no tragedy. No calamity. Can I hear amen there? No tragedy. No calamity. We are not burying any of you. 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 In the name of Jesus. Anyone that digs a grave for you, let them be replaced there for you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Have your seat. Let's just continue. Have your seat. We thank you. We bless your name. Psalm 13, verse 3. Psalm 13, verse 3. Please put somebody fast there. Consider and hear me. Oh Lord my God, enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. A notable Nigerian died within last week, a former governor of his state. My senior sister was with the person up till 9:30 p.m. in the evening. 9:30. And left to go to her house and say, we'll see, brother, we'll see the following morning. It was a phone call from our staff that woke up my sister and said, Emma Abo. And he got there. It was a dead body that was found. Somebody hail an auntie. You know, sometimes when we pray some prayers, some people will say, I am not sick. Nothing happened to me. Many people go to sleep and they don't wake up. There is something about sleep. That's why Yoruba people say,
let us not move from sleep to death. Because when you are asleep, you can't defend yourself. There are many things you can't do. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, this year, 2022, I shall not sleep the sleep of death. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. In 2022, hear the word of the Lord. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are we still in church? Psalm 7 verse 13. Psalm 7 verse 13. We are going to pray many prayers. He also prepares for himself instrument of death. They are instrument of death. They come in different ways. I'm not here to talk to you about darkness. I'm here to talk to you about Jesus that can overcome all. I would have loved to prepare, say some things about instrument of death, but I've thought mainly in the past about that. We need just to pray. No instrument of death will succeed in my life in 2022. In that, no instrument of death will succeed in any area of my life. No instrument of death will succeed in my destiny in 2022. No instrument of death shall succeed. No instrument of death. No instrument of death shall succeed. No instrument of death. No instrument of death shall succeed. No instrument of death. Psalm 79 verse 11. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Remember the Bible says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. An instrument of death is also a weapon, but they shall not prosper against you. In the name of Jesus, let the groaning of a prisoner come to you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die. Listen to me. I'm still a young pastor. I don't want to bury anybody. Hello, are you here? I don't want to do burials. Are you here? But you know what? There are three things in life that we'll do, whether we like it or not. We'll do naming, we'll do marriage, we'll bury people. If you want us to bury you, we'll bury you. If you refuse, we will join you in faith and it will not come to pass. Hello, are you here? But if you keep looking at me like Lucozade, lift your right hand up. Say, every appointment with death, I reject, I rebuke, I destroy. Every appointment with death, I reject, I rebuke, I destroy, I reject, I rebuke, I destroy, I reject, I rebuke. I rebuke, I reject, I destroy every appointment with death. I rebuke, I reject, I destroy, I rebuke, I reject, I destroy, I rebuke. I rebuke, I reject, I destroy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, We have prayed. Proverbs 7:27. Proverbs 7:27. Talking about a strange woman. He said, her house is the way to hell, descending to chambers of death. You know, if you have an affair, it is sweet. I learned it is sweet. I don't have an affair. I've never had an affair before. I don't know. But I learned it looks very sweet. But what the Bible is saying is that you are descending into the chambers of death. You know, if you want to kill a frog, when you throw a frog into a hot water, it will jump up, out. But put a frog in a cold water, put it on fire, the temperature will be increasing. You'll be enjoying it. But you don't know that that enjoyment is an enjoyment of death. That is what happens to a person that commits adultery and fornicates. He's, with his eyes open, he's entering into the chamber of death. But I need to send that warning. That's not what I want to talk about. A chamber of death is where people are killed untimely. I've shared before with you how a close friend of mine backslided and was getting drunk everywhere. He was in the uni, Lauren. Came to Goma Shop for Christmas. Saw a that came from Lagos. And they said, oh, this carton we bought for you is a small thing. If you come to Lagos, this is what we go do for you. Then he left university and went to Lagos. Did not tell anybody. Then they took him out. They went to drink. But he suddenly woke up where his hands had been tied and his feet has been tied. And somebody was on the mat chanting. There was, you know, different kind of instrument of death around them. And then he remembered that he used to speak in tongues. So he opened his mouth and started speaking in tongues. So that was how they were standing up with matches, and like a fire was blowing them away, and they could not touch him. That was how he escaped. You know what happened after he came back? That thing will be telling you to do that he refused to do. He started doing it with everything. Don't enter the chamber of death. But anyone with a chamber of death that is arisen against you, let the chamber consume them. Let the chamber consume them. Let the chamber consume them. Can you pray? Say in 2022, I shall not find myself in the chamber of death. 2022, I shall not find myself in the chamber of death. In 2022, I shall not find myself in the chamber of death. I refuse to die. I refuse to die. I refuse to die. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So all what I've been attempting to do this year is to show you that you are supernatural. Go and check Abraham. Check Isaac. Check Jacob. When they are about to die, they will send people, go and call my children. They will come. They will give them instruction and they will die. That's what the Bible calls the death of a righteous. Paul say, I can go. I can stay. But for your choice, I will stay. Did you know that Apostle John was over 100 years old? He was the only one that was not killed among the disciples. But did you know that they threw him in the burning oil? If you want to try out, go put oil for fire when you get to. Put your finger inside it and see. He was thrown into burning oil. He refused to die. They took him out of it. He made up his mind he was not going to die. Why? He was supernatural. You are accepting many things and they are coming to pass. Are you here? Are you here? Refuse that 2022 you are not going to die. Are you here? I did not say you should say it, though, because you know saying it is different from saying it. Praying is different from praying fervently. See, if I have a cutlass to cut a tree, if I'm doing like this, they will think I want to cut. But if I'm doing like this, it's a different thing. You can say it and not mean it. That's why fervency and passion is important in praying. Now you know, whether you like it or not, as your pastor, I refuse you to die this year. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, anyone that attempts to kill you, let them replace you in the grave. 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 In the name of Jesus. But you see, this gospel is a total one. It's a full one. Ezekiel was called. And they said, prepare your house. You are about to die. What did he say? 2 Kings 20. Let's read it. So that you will not think just praying alone is the solution. 2 Kings 20. Verse 1. In those days, Ezekiel was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. And you know who told him? It was Isaiah. It was not a kwekwe prophet. Verse 2. So it doesn't matter who prophesies death to you. What their authority, what their standing are, you can change it. Are you here? It is Babazo and so at the mountain of Orioke of I don't know which one to call out of all of them. Orioke of TCI. It does not matter. Your relationship with God is what matters. When we tell you to serve Him, you are not doing nothing. It's not that pastor is looking for somebody to increase his ministry. That's why he's saying we should serve. We should serve. We should serve. Look at this. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to God and said, remember now. Oh Lord, I pray how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Ezekiel wept bitterly. Look at verse 3. And it happened. You know, I love verse 3. It happened. Verse 3. Why are you jumping now? Verse 3. Go to 4. And it happened before. Oh my God. Stretch your two hands here. Stretch your two hands. Let there be a reversal. Let there be a reversal. Every death imagination, every death wish against your life, against your life, let there be a reversal. 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 In the name of Jesus. While Isaiah, before Isaiah had gone out of a middle court, so he gave the prophecy in the pastor's office. Before he got to himself office, he heard the voice of the Lord. Go back. Go back. Go back. Anyone that wish you death, now by their mouth, they will declare your prosperity in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Have your seat in God's presence. Job 16:18. Wow, time. Job 16:18. Oh, heads, do not cover my blood. And let my cry have no resting place. Can you read it? Let me hear you. Oh, death, do not cover my blood and let my cry have no resting place. That means your blood will not be shed this year. Are you here? Small accident with a scratch that will make a blood fall is not permitted. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? You want to kill chicken, this is slash your land. Anything that will make your blood touch the ground is not permitted this year. Lift your two hands up. Say, oh, earth, do not cover my blood. In 2022, oh, earth, oh, earth, oh, earth, do not cover my blood. No accident on the road. No domestic accident. No accident anywhere. Oh, blood. Oh, earth. Oh, earth. Do not cover my blood. Do not cover my blood. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. That means no gunshot, no matted wound of any kind. In the name of Jesus, you are all covered by the majestic blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name. Psalm 116 verse 8. I will move on another notch. Psalm 116 verse 8. I know we prayed this year, but I love praying this. I pray it almost every time. I pray it most of the time. You have delivered, your testimony this year will be that what? That the Lord has delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Put it on the screen for me, please. Let's go. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears. Look at somebody. Don't shout. Say, hear the word of the Lord. This year you are delivered from death, your eyes from tears, and your feet from falling. Leave the person alone. Look at me. Lift your right hand. Let's pray together. Say, this year, 2022, the Lord deliver my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from falling. My feet from falling. I shall not die. I shall not fail. I shall not fall. I shall not die. I shall not fail. I shall not fall. I shall not die. I shall not weep. I shall not fall. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 9, verse 13. Whatever belongs to you that is in a cemetery, let the angels of God release them unto you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who helped me. You who lift me up from the gates of death. Anyone that has visited any gate of death because of you, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. From your village, from your father's house, from your place of work, anyone that visited the gate of death because of you, let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. Lift up your head, O Ike. Can I hear your voice? Let's go. Lift up your voice. O Ike, be lifted up. Ye everlasting Lord, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O Ike. Be lifted up, ye everlasting Lord. Who is the King of glory? Say, every gate of death be destroyed by fire. Every gate of death. Every dominion of death, every power of death. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Maria Katalaba, Ekeria Katata, Mazata Kataka, Ekete Kete Kete. Be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Do you know what you are praying against? You don't know. It is death and hell that God will deal with last. Because those two are the most powerful principality. Then you are praying against death and hell. You are seated like this. You are joking. You don't have understanding. They never rushed you to hospital before. You don't have understanding. I stand here and I decree. Any agenda of death against your life, let them be consumed by fire. 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 In Egypt, God knew nobody can stop death. But he brought the blood. He brought the blood. He brought the blood. The blood is superior. Are you here? The blood is superior. Your blood doesn't need to be shed because a blood has been shed for you. Are you here? Are we here? By the blood of Jesus, every mandate of death, every agenda of death, every assignment of death in your life, we cancel by the blood of Jesus. Let them be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Let them be canceled by the blood of Jesus. Let them be canceled by the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify you. Have your seat. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15. This is what has been afflicting many people. This one and his cousin, this fear of death, his cousin is the shadow of death. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. So, people that Jesus came to save are flesh and blood. So, to save them, feel the way they feel, go through what they are going through, he put on flesh and blood like them. Are we here? As through death, he might destroy him who has the power. Remember that. He didn't say who has. Who had. So the devil can't determine when you die except you agree with him. What he will do, he will suggest to you. I hope it's okay. December 23, is it not good if you die on that day? He will bring that suggestion in different ways, in different mood. When you now say yes to him, you are giving him authority to come. He doesn't have the power of death anymore. Revelation 1, Jesus has the keys of hell and death. You know, I keep explaining to you, physically or not, the highest punishment you can give anybody is death. If a person says he is ready to die, you can't do anything to him. He has destroyed your power over you. That's why everybody runs from death. Spiritually, the only thing everybody is running away from, why majority are in church today, they don't want to go to hell. But the power of hell and death, Jesus has the keys of the two. And he's my father. You think anybody can kill me at any time? It's not possible. Except I agree with the person. And I've made up my mind. I'm not going to agree with anybody. Are you here? That through death he might destroy him who had the power of death. That is, he had it in the past. He no longer has it. Verse 15. So, a witchcraft sends something to you. Come 3 days, so you will die. Tell him, you don't have the keys of death. I shall not die. But you know some of you just say, you don't have the keys of death. I shall not die. And you go playing, drinking. And release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject. You know many people are under the bondage of a fear of death. Ah, what if I die tomorrow? Hey, my children, what if it happened? That was what Job was thinking, and it happened to him. And he said, what I fear came on me. Stop fearing. You will not die. Except you agree to die. Anyone perceiving dust Anyone perceiving the smell of a grain. Anyone perceiving the smell of a corpse. Anyone having dreams and seeing death with a dream. I come with good news for you. You shall not die. You shall not die. You shall not die. Can I hear your amen like thunder? In the name of Jesus. Every bondage of a fear of death over your life and destiny, they are broken by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, when you see some small thing now, before you know it, you are crying. Cry, cry, believer. Cry, cry. Listen, you shall not die. Did you hear me? You shall not be sick unto death. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Psalm 118, verse 17. Psalm 118, 19. Can I hear you pray? I shall not die, but see. Can I hear you? Let's go. I shall not die. I shall live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Are we ready? I shall not die. There are many incantations. I shall not die. 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 Listen, it did not say I shall not die but exist. It said I shall not die but live. There's a difference. Every imagination of death, I bind and I cast out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Every fear of death, we bind and we cast out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and let's pray together. I shall not die, but live. To declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die. I shall not die. I shall not die. No matter now. No matter now mortality. No matter now mortality. No matter now mortality. No death during childbirth. No death during childbirth. No stillbirth. No miscarriage. I shall not die. I shall not die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are prayed. So Hezekiah was told, you are going to die. And he turned his back. And the Lord prolonged his life, giving him another 15 years. But he was not careful to use it well. And that was the source of his downfall. But listen to me. I don't know who told you you are going to die. But with long life, the Lord will satisfy you. In the name of Jesus. Under my watch. Under my covering, you are not permitted to die. In the name of Jesus, your seat will not be empty. Say amen. Let me hear you. Your seat in this church will not be empty. Your seat in this church will not be empty. Your seat in this church will not be empty. Your seat will not be empty. Your seat will not be empty. Your seat will not be empty. In the name of Jesus. Years were added to his life. The son of a widow of Nain was dead. They were about to go bury him. At the gate of a city, they met Jesus there. He said, you shall not die. Not your time. Not your time. Therefore, we come. Every untimely death arrow, every sudden death arrow, fire against you. Let them return back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Listen, every tumor in the brain, anything called tumor in the brain, anything called tumor in any part of your body, let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. In the name of Jesus. For you, you shall not die. In the name of Jesus. Sit down like a queen or a king. Just sit down. We thank you. We thank you. Anyone sentenced to death that wants to replace their life with your life, let them die suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Somebody you have not seen for 5 years. He's old. He's like 80. He's about to die in the village. They now called you. You know what I'm saying? They are calling you. It's a call of death. You are stupid. When you receive those emergency calls, you wait for 1 week. Did you notice that many people, when they call them from village, somebody is about to die. When they rush there, by the time they are coming back, they have an accident. And the person that they went to see stand up and lives another 10 years. He said, the children of this world are wiser in their ways than the children of light. If you don't have understanding, you will die before your time. You will call me, to run an emergency. Come and see you in one village. Not be me. Moreover, my papa don't die, my mama don't die. So anybody will call me now. Now after 21 days of fast, I go. Are we here? You need understanding of spiritual things, or you will die before your time. I pray for you. Any agenda to shed your blood this year, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. It shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, we come today and we tell you that throughout the time that Jesus was alive, he was hale, he was hearty, he was in good health. By the time we take of this bread, you will be hale, you will be hearty, you will be in good health. In the name of Jesus. Like Bishop Oyedepo would say, he has never seen any time they call people and say, Jesus is sick, oh, come and carry him. Hey, he no fit move his leg, oh, come and help him carry his leg. Everything not found in Jesus shall not be found in you. In the name of Jesus. When Jesus was alive, he was vitality defined. Did you notice that in the wilderness they took manna, which was bread from heaven? And what you're about to take today is bread from heaven. And they were never sick for 40 years. None was feeding. How many hospitals will you do for 3 million plus people in the wilderness? How many hospitals? It was a bread, sir. It was a manna. You are about taking it. Please, by faith, let it work for you also. Do you understand? Hey, I knew the person that baked the bread, though. I knew the person that bought it, too. That's not what we are talking about. It is health to those who find it. This is health. This is health for you. This is health for you. This is strength for your bones. This is strength for your body. This is strength for your system. This is strength for your organs. In the name of Jesus. This is life for your spirit. Life for your soul. Life for your body. In the name of Jesus. If you read 1 Corinthians 11:30, he said, anyone that takes this thing unworthily, say they become weak, they are sick, and they die. That means if you take it worthily, what do you think will happen? Hi! Unworthy, they become weak. Worthy, they become strong.
Unworthy, they are sick. Worthy, they are in health. Unworthy, they die. Worthy, they live. And somebody is telling me you will die. No, they don't know you. You have not shown them that you are supernatural. You are not dying this year. Are we here? We thank you. Can we just thank him? Let's thank him. Let's just thank him. Speak about your body. Speak about your health. Speak about your children's health. No devourer in my body. No domestic accident. As we take of this body, this bread representing the body of Jesus, any sickness in your body, diagnosed, not diagnosed, with a medical report, without a medical report, curable, not curable, as we take of this bread, as we take of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be a healing for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your body broken for us. He said, as long as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. We do it in remembrance of the fact that you are not dead, you are living. We do it in remembrance of the fact that you are not weak, you are strong. We do it in remembrance of the fact that by your blood we were saved and we have forgiveness of sin. We do it in remembrance of the fact that by your stripes we were healed. We do it in remembrance of the fact that no weapon on heaven and earth, no dominion can rise against you. We do this in all remembrance of your finished work on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, as we take of this broken body, anything incomplete in our body, whatever is missing in our body, let them be replaced by you. Let it give us strength. Let it give us vitality. Let it give us health. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take of a broken body. What you are taking gives you immunity from every plague and pestilence. We thank you. In Christ alone, my hope. Put the last DC on the screen. The last verse. John 6, 53 to 54. John 6, 53 and 54. John 6, 53. 53, sir, I beg you. Then Jesus told them, verily, verily, I say to you. Can we all read together? Unless you eat my flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you have no life. And that bread represents the flesh of Jesus, and this wine represents the blood of Jesus. How can you die when this is life? Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Go back to verse 53. Go back to verse 2. Anything sold to you by words that is affecting your imagination, that is not making you to grasp the things of eternal life, I speak to those things.
I clear them away from your mind. In the name of Jesus. Those things you used to hear in those days of traditional Christianity, where there was no power. He came to give you life and life abundantly. Verse 53. On the screen again, I want everybody to read it slowly with understanding. Let's go. One, two, go. Wait, is it Pastor Abiodun that told you that? Who told you? Don't say to them. Who are the them? Now you that they talk to. Oh yeah, let's go. Jesus said, unless I eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, I have no life. But you have taken the flesh and you are about to take the blood. You have life. You have Zoe. You have Zoe. You have Zoe. Can I hear you shout, I have Zoe. I have Zoe. You know what Jesus said? He said, I have the power to lay down my life and to pick it up. That's the way. Determine when you die, determine where you go. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Did you hear me? If you live in disobedience, everything I'm talking about does not concern you. But you hear the word of God, don't go there. Then you wake up, you go there. Let me quickly go. And then something happens. Then people come ask, did God not reveal? Did they not pray? Did pastor not prophesy? It was a word not yet. They did not know. If he was alive, he would come and share testimony. And something told me. And I've told you many times, don't say the Holy Spirit is something. Something does not tell anybody anything. It's the Holy Spirit that speaks to his children. And he's hearing. I wish I had an interpretation of that. You will not be at the wrong place at the wrong time. In the name of Jesus. As we take of this one representing the blood of Jesus, let the life of God flow through every part of your body. In the name of Jesus. Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. This is life. 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 People go to village and take concussion. And you shoot them, they don't die. And you say, if I take this, I can die. You are a liar. Can I tell you one of the experiences I had before? My grandma came from Ghana. And the house was moist. So while they were trying to clean the house, scorpion stung her. They went to call an old man who came and chanted and put the mouth at the point of this thing and suck it out. If he can do that, I can stay here and suck out your poison by the word. Are you here? He said, they shall take poison, he shall not harm them. The devil copied it from God. He doesn't have the original. We speak the word and the poison ceases. The darkness don't have more power than you. Are you here? Hello, are you here? I can share. When I was young, when I want to go and see my grandma, I'll pass through family houses. I'll get to a place where I hear, anybody understand what I'm saying? Or sign? It's African science. I will stay at the window. The man will be saying the thing. I'll be hearing what he's saying. That's why the gift of a word of knowledge is for me. We have prophecy. We have the word of wisdom. We can decree. The devil doesn't have the original. Hello? Don't ever think the devil is more powerful than us. You know who bought this wine, sir? Yes, you know. But this is not ordinary. As we take this, any poison in your body, let them all dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. As we take this, let this regulate your blood pressure. Let it regulate diabetes. I didn't hear amen. I didn't hear amen.
I didn't hear you, man. Let it bring health to your body. Let it bring healing to your body. Let it bring health to your body. Let it bring healing to your body. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Take of the blood. Romans 8:11. Put it on the screen. We take that and I leave this place quickly. The time is fast then. Can we all read together? That if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is saying, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, let's go. He who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit. Anything wrong with your mortal body, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the communion, let there be health for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. December 31st, 2022, I will see you. If you have traveled, you are going to send me a message. In the name of Jesus. Life to you. Peace to you. Rest to you. Life to you. We speak 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 life to you. In the name of Jesus. Job 5:26. We bid the angels of God charge over you. Let them deliver you from calamity. Let them deliver you from tragedy. Let them deliver you from every work of darkness. Let them deliver you from every oppression of darkness. In the name of Jesus, the angels that God has sent to this church, let them cover you. Let them cover you. Let them fight for you. In the name of Jesus, let them destroy every fear of death. In the name of Jesus, let them remove every poison from your body. In the name of Jesus, let the health angels assigned to this church, let them perform surgery in your sleep. Take away every illness from your body. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we go? I shall come to the grave. A fool. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. So it now depends on what you call a foolish. Do you understand? I shall come to the grave in a foolish. You have said it in the presence of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His angels have heard that word. I decree. Anything contrary to this word in your life this year, let them be terminated by fire. You shall not die before your good news. You shall not die before your miracle. You shall not die before your testimony. After your miracle, after your breakthrough, after your testimony, you are still not permitted to die. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom. Shalom to you. Shalom to your life. Peace to your life. Rest to your life. Health to your life. Prosperity to your life. In the name of Jesus. Enjoy the abundant life of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.